After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." We started this journey all these weeks ago with the sacred slow, slowing down and acknowledging the presence of God. And we put Christ in the room. See if I can do this without setting my hair on fire. And we put Christ in the room. And we stopped watering our thorns. And what'd we do with the killer? Anybody? It's a test. What? Took captive our thoughts. And then the one I forgot last week, the visual aid, was our primary occupation. What more can I say than, you know, my own cell phone? I live and die by my cell phone. Even when it doesn't ring, Marilyn. Well, there it is. And last week, we finished up with Life is Duet. CD, you know, music, duet. So there we have it. It's Easter. Have you ever been on a journey? I see some head going up and down. Has anybody not ever been on a journey? Where have you gone? Where have you gone? Okay. Oh, that's not north. That's still south. They still have sweet tea there. Walmart is a journey for you. Got it. Michigan. They really don't have sweet tea there. They don't even have good Tex-Mex. Where has anybody else been? Oregon. Wisconsin. Rhode Island. Where? South Dakota. California. Let's hear it, Conrad. You've been exotic places. Where have you been? You've been to Canada? Okay. Kazakhstan, yes. Oh, baby. I just thwomped on the baby. Haven't you been to Aruba, too? You've been to Aruba, yeah. And Hawaii. Yeah. He's our exotic person. Here, have a baby before I kill her. Really womp on her. Okay. Well, sometimes the journey is joyful, right? The anticipation of the journey is 90% of the fun because the journey is going to be joyful, like going to Europe. You know? Or sometimes the journey is joyful, like our mission trips. They really were joyful once we got past the planning stages, you know? They were. Or as Gwen says, "I'm just going to show up and go because Robin's got it covered." Sometimes the journey is a sad one. You go back to a hometown to say goodbye to a loved one. Sometimes the journey is bittersweet. When the child moves out, gets married, or goes to college, or goes to California, or Reno. And you know, as you watch that Conestoga wagon pull out at 4 a.m, you know that life will never be the same. And you're happy for the opportunity that is being afforded, but you're very sad for the loss of the daily interaction. But all journeys have the same basic 4 elements. Whether they're good, bad, or ugly, they have the same 4 elements. You have the planning. Mary has to think about what it is she needs at Walmart. Then you have the packing, because you can't go on a journey without at least a change of underwear. Or in Mary's case, she's got to take her purse to Walmart. If you get to Walmart without your purse, it is a fruitless trip. The execution of the trip. Whether you fly, go by train, go by car, go by foot, go by little red wagon, there is the execution of the trip. Note to self, if you're ever going on a trip, you want Brenda as your wingman. Brenda is the world's best wingman. And then there is the afterwards of your trip. So every journey has the planning, the packing, the execution, and what happens afterwards. In the case of my European vacations or our Bell Choir mission trips, if I'm doing the planning, there are months and months of planning that go into the execution of these, where every little detail is attempted to be anticipated and thought through. For me, anyway, the ability to have most of the unknowns taken care of gives me freedom of brain power to deal with the unknowns when they come up. In the case of sad journeys, they too are planned and executed, but with an alarming quickness. Those usually come up with those unexpected 2 a.m. phone calls and you're out the door by 2:15. Hoping you remember to put the clean underwear in the bag. If not, there's a Walmart where you're going. See, Mary's practicing. When I asked you about your journeys, you gave me journeys that happened in both your recent, I'm presuming Mary went to Walmart at least once this week. Last night. It would not be a week if Mary didn't go to Walmart, you know? Western civilization has caved if Mary doesn't go to Walmart. And some of you gave me distant journeys, journeys that happened a long time ago. How long has it been since you've been to Kazakhstan? It was before Rick died, yeah, a long time before Rick died. I'd say closer to 15 or 20, yeah. 20 years. Distant past. The journey stays with us for a very long time. I sincerely doubt anyone who went to Colorado for the week-long mission trip will ever forget that trip. And we had a really good time. We really did. We probably won't forget how bad our feet hurt preparing for it. That's probably the more memorable thing was the, yeah. And that in itself was a journey, was working all those days at the rodeo. Very good. Our familiar Easter scene in Scripture was read this morning, the familiar one. The women are going to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body for burial. They couldn't do it properly on Friday because by the time they get Jesus off the cross, the sun is going down and you can't touch a dead body once the Sabbath has begun. And once the sun goes down in Jewish tradition, it is officially the Sabbath. So even though Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus put about 100 pounds of spices on Jesus' body and put him in the tomb, the women feel like they need to do their part out of love and respect. but they couldn't do it Friday night. And you sure couldn't do it Saturday. The Sabbath, the day of rest. And then comes Saturday night when the sun goes down again and they are released from their Sabbath constraints. I'm sorry, but two women are not going to go to the tomb that is being guarded by a mixture of Jewish security guards and Roman soldiers after dark. They're just not going to do it. It'd be kind of like me going to Greens Point Mall and standing on the hood of my Toyota and saying, "Don't steal my car." So they don't go. So Sunday morning is the first time they can go. So here we are literally at the crack of dawn on the first day of the week. That's Sunday. Sunday is technically the first day of the week. And they are on their way to the tomb, wanting, needing to anoint Jesus' body. And, you know, we know the story. The stone has been rolled away. It's not a problem anymore. Panic, frustration, more fear. I mean, they've been living in fear since Friday. They've been living in fear since Jesus was taken on Thursday night. When were the Roman soldiers coming for them? When was the Sanhedrin coming for them? But now the stone is rolled away and there's not a body there. More panic, more confusion, more fear. What are they going to do? It's like a game of Clue. Who took them? Where did they take them? What did they take him in? What sort of conveyance? And Lord have mercy, why was he taken? What was the point and the purpose? And, you know, the answers that's probably coming to their mind are not good answers, because it had to have been the Jewish Sanhedrin or the Romans, and this does not bode well for anything if they're moving Jesus' body. Am I in danger? Is what the women are thinking. There's a lot of action packed into these few sentences. But in the light of where we have been in the last 6 weeks, I wonder if you noticed the abundance, as I read this morning, the abundance of going on. Going on. Went, going, go. If you were to just take those words, because went is the past form of go, you know, right, Amy? Went is the past, yeah, you know. Amy and I can talk English here. If you just pull out the went and the goes and the goings out of the section I read this morning, they read like this. Went, going, go, going, go, going, go. There's an abundance of going on here. A lot of going. There is no slowing here. Or stopping, but there is no slow. The only slow is when the guards become like dead men. The rest of the action is literally action-packed. Go. Go. Get out of here. Go. One of the Greek words that we translate as go means to pursue the journey on which one has entered, lightly, quickly, and without delay. This is not a get out of Dodge, you're in danger go. This is really spectacular news. In the Easter song, that's what it's called, the Easter song, there's a line that says, "Quickly now, go tell the disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead." And if you've ever heard me play it on Easter morning, it's got a driving bass beat, and there is no slowing in this song. It's one of those songs that your fingers have to be really working well, or you're not going to make it through the song. That's the verb here. Lightly, quickly, and without delay, go. Another one of the Greek verbs means to withdraw yourself. More in terms of get the heck out of Dodge, but there's no element of fear here. it is, you are now officially the Pony Express and you need to go tell people, go. Kind of one of those things where you say, go tell your brother that dinner's ready. It means move with purpose because I've got it on the table and it's getting cold. Go. But however you look at the word go, or the Greek word, or if you want to break it down and get your blue interlinear going there, Hugh. However you want to break it down, the go here is get your backside moving. Go. Go now. Don't argue. Get happy about it. Go, and go with purpose. Move with purpose. Ask questions later. Do it now. For 6 weeks, we have been looking at the sacred slow. The sacred slow? Slowing down, offering ourselves as a living, breathing sacrifice, allowing God to work in our lives as we seek diligently to be more willing co-participants in the duet of this life with God. Here on Easter Sunday, we're going to step beyond. Step beyond. Big step. Should have worn a bigger skirt. Big step. Step beyond the sacred slow and move on to, you ready for this? The sacred go. The sacred go. We have spent 6 weeks preparing with our sacred slow. And the time for that is beyond, and it is time for the sacred go. Our purpose is not to stand at the door of the empty tomb and scratch our head and go, what the heck? Our purpose is to go with purpose and tell the world, into a hurting world that needs to know. The purpose of the sacred slow was to give us time to take a breath. We need that in our lives. We need that in our lives all the time. If you've ever watched world-class figure skaters, they always skate to three movements of music, or three types of music in a 4.5-minute program. There is a really fast, energetic front section, and there is a really fast, energetic end section, so they end well and start well, but in the middle, there's usually a more lyrical part. And that lyrical part is for spinning and gliding and for catching their breath so they can end on a big bang. The purpose of the sacred slow is for us to hear God, to rest in Him, to have our breath about us and be ready to go into whatever situation He calls us for. Let's take a moment and look at the sacred go. We've been preparing for this journey for the last 6 weeks. You know, you weren't, well, Corey was because he ran my AV, and Christine was because she saw my music plan. But by and large, most of you were not privy to the plan of 6 weeks. And even Corey was like, where are you going with this, Robin? Really? Barbara Streisand? Where are you going, Robin? But there was a plan there. And you trusted me, kind of like Gwen, where I made the plan for the journey, and off we went. Are you glad you came, Gwen? Yeah, okay. You should come with me to Europe. It's going to be great. We've even packed for it. Whether we know it or not, we have packed for it. Really don't want to catch my hair on fire here. We're doing a duet with God. We're not going to water our thorns. We're taking captive our thoughts. You know what? I had a whole new set of thoughts to capture this week. This is not an end of the road thing. This is an ongoing thing. We got to get our primary occupation straight. Are we here for us or are we here for God? We got to put God in the room. So we sure want to take him with us. And we want to remember to go slowly at times so that we can hear what God has for us. So we want to take our sacred slow with us. This is better than a change of underwear. I'm ready to go. I got my bag and I'm ready to go on this journey. They're now in my bag. And I can use them whenever I need them. I can pull these out of my bag when I need them to impact the world around me as I go. Not as I sit in my chair and wait for life to come to me. But as I go out into the world. I had to stop this week and literally take a layer out of my car because I'd been living in my car since January and I'd managed to get all the fast food wrappers out on a pretty normal basis. But every week my mother hands me a supply of coupons that she doesn't use out of her paper and I chunk them on the floor in the backseat of my car on my way home from her house. I had coupons from January in my car on the floor in the backseat of my car. You know, I'm on the go. We're on the go as people on this planet. And if we don't have our bag packed and ready to go with us, we're not doing what God commanded. Go. Go now. Go happy. Tell people what you know. How we use the things we've packed in our bag is up to us. We've been given other things. We have a toolbox or a bigger backpack. There's things in my backpack that may not be in your backpack. Tools I've been given or implements I've been given that I can use. But you have things in your backpack that I can't use. To impact the world around us. God is not standing by to give us a trophy for how well we did the sacred slow. There's no trophy here. There's no winner. We have to do it. It's like the Olympic athlete. They have to train. They have to train to make the Olympics. The trophy comes from the Olympics, not from the training. We have to train. He tells us to take what we've learned and move in to the sacred go. I've printed the lyrics to that Keith Green song I referenced earlier. Hear the bells ringing. We did that this morning, didn't we? We heard the bells ringing. They were beautiful. Hear the bells ringing. They're singing that you can be born again. Hear the bells ringing. They're singing that Christ is risen from the dead. The angel up on the tombstone said, he has risen just as he said. The implication there, just as Jesus said he would. Quickly now, with purpose, with glad tidings, with happiness, quickly now, go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world. He is risen. Hallelujah. He is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In just a few minutes, there will be absolutely no slow here. Promise you, no slow. There will be children jumping up and down, pulling on my skirt, going, Pastor Robin, when are we going to look for the eggs? And I'm going to tell them, I have no clue. I'm not in charge of that. I'm going to refer them to Carol. She did such a great job the last 3 or 4 years. I'm going to refer them to Carol. That was known as being voluntold. I want you all to catch that. But the kids will be jumping up and down, and that's before they get the chocolate in them. There's no slow there. They will be anxious to go quickly. We should look at these children. They've got the right idea. They got the go quickly down to a science. Let's get to the good stuff here, folks. People will be going quickly to finish setting up for the dinner because the good food can't be served until we finish setting up for the dinner, and y'all better save me a piece of chocolate sheet cake. And then we usually don't linger a whole long time. I mean, it's not like we eat and run, but we don't linger a whole long time over lunch because we are eager to go to our family gatherings, to connect with our families on this glorious celebration day. Or we are eager to connect with our easy chairs and our naps. There's some of that going on. Quickly to the nap, right? There is go quickly to the nap. If we took the same energy to go into the world that we took to connect with our naps, we'd be influencing our world a whole lot more. The question is, how will that go quickly translate into go quickly and tell in your life? What has made this journey, this transformation in your life so special that you can't keep quiet about it? I'm not talking about standing on the street corner and reading the tract, The Four Spiritual Laws, if you're old enough to remember that. I'm not talking about that. I get asked a minimum 5 times a week, Robin, why do you do what you do? And I have an answer ready. I do what I do because God has called me to this, and God has led me through a life that I can do nothing else. I have an answer ready. Quickly now, go and tell. What has made this journey so special and life-changing? We got our bag. We've made a plan. Now we just got to execute it. My question to you as I close is, will you be moving from the sacred slow to the sacred go? Are you willing to make that journey from the sacred go, sacred slow? Now I'm typoing in my speech. From the sacred go to the reset. It's time for chocolate sheet cake, I tell ya. Will you be moving with me from the sacred slow into the sacred go? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the celebration of this Easter Sunday when you left the tomb alive. Give us strength to go quickly. Give us strength to share what we know. Put a smile on our face and a skip in our step. In Jesus' name, amen.